Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
All right, we got Therapy Thursday. Any question that has popped in your head that you might need to talk out with somebody? You got things going on in your life? Or you just need some advice? Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, Orlando BGYN, whatever your proclivity, we got it for you. All right?
We'll try to help.
429-0941. We could try.
Yeah.
We could do this. It's a community service thing. That's what we're doing. Plus, on top of that, we pretty much have fractured a law or two. We got Davi already got people on the phone. What you doing over there?
They've been calling.
Really?
They've been calling for the last like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, let's see here. We got folks on the line. We got a question.
All no names.
A no name here. We love no names because that means you get the good, the receipts. All right. Let's see. You got a question for Davi. What is your question?
All right. So I am married and have been with my husband for 8 years. We have 3 beautiful children, a beautiful home, 3 beautiful cars. And I know that marriage has its ups and downs, and we did have some downs previously. And then one of those times, I met up with an old friend from high school. And that old friend confessed his feelings for me and all of this. And through the years, we've gotten close. Now he wants me to leave my husband.
Oh.
For him.
Oh, my.
And you're considering it?
Wait, no, we're not considering it. I'm sorry, my bad.
I did consider it.
Oh, Lord.
And are you still currently considering it?
I am at a crossroads.
Okay.
I feel love for this guy, like I'm in love with this guy. And I love my husband, but I'm not sure that I still feel in love.
Oh, wow. Have you taken it further? Has it turned physical with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How long ago?
Oh damn. Oh.
2 years ago.
Huh. And like a recurring thing? Like you guys meet up from time to time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go, Davi.
Okay. Well, I would still say that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Even though you are having fun with this person, it is still a temporary thing. It's fun because you're doing bad. It's fun because you get to go home and you don't have any serious commitment. I think my advice to you would be stop now. Stop while you are still innocent in your husband's eyes. Think about everything that you'd be throwing away, a family, kids, a husband, a house, 3 cars, growth, and the, you know, possibility of living happily ever after. I don't think that is worth jeopardizing just for a temporary fling.
She's in love with him.
Yeah.
You can tell.
But it's different once you start really like on a daily basis. It's easy when you just get the highlights from that person. You just get to, you know, talk to him and vent, but you're only getting bits and pieces of him. So I think that you should keep your home life together. Try to remember what caused you to fall in love with your husband in the first place and stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, Davi, yeah,
that's not gonna happen.
But what Davi said is absolutely 100% true. You described the beginning and said you have 3 beautiful children, beautiful cars. You use beautiful like for some stuff that ain't even supposed to be beautiful. So you got a really good life, but your good life includes a bunch of work. And then you go and do this like taboo thing, and you don't have any of the responsibility or the work or any of that stuff attached to it. So of course you could romanticize it. It seems a lot bigger. It puffs it up bigger. But you add all of those the trivial stuff you got to do in your life over to this sexy little taboo thing, and it's going to become your new – the grass won't be greener. You know what I'm saying? Put bills on that. Put kids and sick kids and stuff on that.
Yeah, you guys don't have to deal with real life issues.
Yeah.
It's just the highlights.
It's the fun. Y'all are the NFL red zone. You're only looking at scores. Like, you know, like you got to look at the regular. It's only a highlight reel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you write us back in a couple weeks and keep us updated? Like, for
preferably
real?
After you sleep with the other dude again.
Oh, my God.
That's when you have real clarity, when you, like, get to hit that again.
But for real, can you do that for us? Can you
please write us
back?
We want
an update.
We want an update, okay?
Okay, we can do that.
All right, cool.
I like the advice here, but we know that this isn't what's going to happen, right? I know she called you for advice, but... I mean, she's going to stray.
She might listen to us because we're brilliant.
Listen, she's in love with somebody else.
She might listen.
She's not in love. She's in love with the feeling that she's getting.
It's been 2 years.
She's getting that cheating, taboo feeling.
Right.
Which puts a battery in your back, makes you feel sexy now. I'm not mom. I'm not the wife.
Right.
I'm this woman you sneaking away with in hotels.
Yeah. Separate life.
Airbnb.
Which who she used to be, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Damn. How you get away from 3 kids to go have some sex?
She needs a blog.
Yeah, you got to put us up on game. Like, how you get away with that? I know a lot of mamas want to know. All right, let's see. We got another no name on the phone. You got a question for me. What's the question?
Yes. Oh, I'm a first time caller.
Hey, first time caller, first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. I'm not going to ask your name. You're a no name. Okay, so what's your question?
Yes. So my question is, the situation me and my husband are dealing with right now is that my brother-in-law has not spoken to us in over 6 months, because I asked him to not bring my dog inside my house at my baby shower because my toddler is scared of them. So then now four months ago, I had a baby and he has not reached out. He has not even congratulated us, not even a FaceTime call, nothing.
Wow.
And now it's affecting our family a lot more than expected, because we can't even be in the same room because that's how furious we are with him.
And this is your brother-in-law.
Yeah, so my husband, that's his brother.
Right.
And he is so hurt. And so us being in the same room is like out of the question right now. So my in-laws have been like talking to us because we're the more reasonable side, and you know, they're trying to have us reach out so we can kind of like squash this mess. But my husband does not want to budge, and I don't blame him. I'm hurt too. I guess I'm asking for guidance on what you guys think that we should do.
Mm. Okay. Before you answer that, can I ask her one question?
What's the name of the dog?
No. And this is, it's kind of a serious question. It is kind of irrelevant at the same time. Who would win in a fight, your husband or his brother?
My husband.
Okay.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, go ahead. All right. Just
need
to get that out of the way.
If it did happen. Yeah, if it went there.
Okay, all right. What we're going to do is just, we're going to lean on bigger person. Okay, you guys, and bigger, I'm glad Davi asked that, because like, he's the bigger, more stronger, dominant brother your husband is. And your family's coming to you because you guys have more clarity. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit more well-rounded than the people who bring the German Shepherd everywhere. So what you need to do is take that bigger role and step up and sit down with both brothers. And if he's married, to sit down with his wife, too. All y'all sit down together without kids, without the dog, without all that stuff, and say, listen, you two are brothers, and we are family. Nothing should break that bond, especially these kids that have now joined us, these little terrorists, or these dogs, or none of this. All of this stuff doesn't matter and shouldn't be fracturing the family. Now, you know, I didn't want a dog in the house because... hey, these are my babies, and I'm trying to do the best by them. You're trying to do the best by your dog as well, because the dog is obviously a real big part of your family.
Like
so
a child,
we
almost.
Both have to understand where each other's positions are and then try and get past this. Just do that where you eliminate everybody, other distractions, and everybody, and you just sit down and have a conversation. Because if your husband is hurt, that's going to show. And if the younger brother is, you know, hurt as well, it's going to show, because they got that brotherly bond. So you just need to get them together and take the stresses away so you could just tear it down and just say, listen, you guys mean something to each other. And they'll be reminded of that. That's the bit. You have to do it because you're the person that everybody's asking, because you're the bigger people. So, you know, you're expected to kind of do a little bit more.
Consider it, at least.
To whom much is given, much is required. So sometimes somebody got to read the directions, and that's usually the boss.
Yeah.
And that's you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So y'all got to, you know, do a little bit more planning on this.
Yeah, and that's what we usually do, and that's why it's, like, kind of harder to decide if we should actually make that step and approach him.
There's no if, though. You can't. You saying it. You usually do it. That's your family role. How you going to change the script
it's
up?
So
and everybody
annoying,
in
though.
The family is like, well, you know they're going to fix it because they do. And y'all are like, we ain't fixing it this time. Well, y'all done messed up the whole flow. That's the family.
But then it's like, we just had a baby and you didn't even reach out. Like,
right.
That hurts.
And that
like,
does hurt, but it also hurt him that you ain't let Bo come in or whatever the dog's
name
is.
I mean, come on.
You know, I mean, not everybody take their dog everywhere. And honestly, I think most people who take their dog everywhere is insensitive asses. But there's some people who just treat it like, listen, I don't have much. I got my dog. And you made the dog sit outside the truck or whatever. So, I mean, yeah, they're a little upset about that.
You're telling her to suck it up, basically.
I'm telling you to do the right thing. They are in their feelings, respect their dog situation, and then they'll wake up and realize that there's a human in here that they should be getting some love.
People without kids don't understand what it's like to have a kid. Remember that.
Do they got kids?
No.
There you go.
There you go.
You don't know until you have one.
So you want them to respect
God.
Your baby, but you didn't respect theirs. Now, theirs licks itself and walks on all fours, but still. So, you have to be the bigger person. You just got to do that, you know? Bring a treat to the dog. A little treat. Just say, here you go.
A to-go bag?
Yeah, a little something.
All right.
A little doggy bag, okay?
All righty, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Oh, that sucks to always have to be the bigger person. It eats at your soul sometimes.
Oh, it does. It sucks. Yeah. It's terrible. We got another call.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, let's see. You got a question for us? Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. You're a no name here, and it just says Orlando next to it. What's your question?
So I've been working with my current employer for the past 2 years. It's a small private practice, and the past couple months off and on, I've been working by myself, holding down the office. Now, I would feel guilty looking for better job opportunities. What advice would you give me?
You would feel guilty looking for another job. Why? Why would you feel guilty?
Because I love what I do here. Okay. My employer they treat me well.
Okay.
But I don't want to leave them hanging either.
Okay. Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. That's loyalty. That should be rewarded. So wait, So you've been left, and this is COVID related, right? So nobody's there. You holding down the office and doing everything.
Not really. The other employee's been sick off and on, so she's been taking time to recover. So
is it strictly like a money thing? You just want a higher salary? Is that it?
Not necessarily. I have no benefits here.
Ooh.
So that's another thing I was looking at is. I'm getting older. I'm in my early 30s. I need to start doing better for myself.
Yeah, of course you do.
You have
deserve
aspirations.
That.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, now that's a conversation. Here's the deal. I will tell you this. I've learned from a few of my mentors that you always want to try and help your employees do better. And if it's with you, it's awesome. If you could help them do better somewhere else, then you know you don't have them up under your thumb. So what you probably need to do is share your intentions with these people that you say are taking really good care of you and you love what you do. So those things are kind of like in the pro category. I love it. They mm-hmm. take good care of me. So obviously the next step is to share your aspirations with your boss and say, listen, you know, I understand that we have a limited workforce here and, you know, I'm taking on a lot. I want to show some sort of growth and I'm actually not even looking for more money, which will make him breathe a little bit easier because he's going to think you're going to ask him for more money, but it does cost to insure you and let him know but I am looking to get benefits because I don't want to end up in a situation where I'm hitting health issues as I'm getting older and don't have any protection. So I would love to stay here because I love being committed to what we're doing together and I'm allowed to do for you, but I just need some sort of package to give me some sort of health protection. What can we do to get me closer to that? And then you guys join it together. But now, if this was a a-hole boss who was treating you badly, it would be a much different thing. Go behind their back. But you're trying to be loyal and everything else. So have that conversation. Give the person you're working with the opportunity to show you that they appreciate you.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, then that answers your question, and that's a different decision. But always give the person a chance to help you, because if they're that good, then bank on them being good.
Don't feel guilty for trying to put yourself in a better position as well. Go in there and know what you want.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And don't get fired.
No, she's not going to get fired. It is a good discussion to have, though.
No, you really could.
What, asking for benefits?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, then shouldn't she look for another job before she has a conversation?
It sounds like they really need her, because they've whittled down their employees and they've put a lot of it on her. So I think she does have a lot of leverage.
She definitely has leverage, but they could be like,
yeah,
you know, because once you start pushing, people start thinking like, okay, we got to come up with a plan B because she might leave and blah, blah. So asking is a danger, but it's worthy if you're doing all the work.
I have one for Meredith, if we have time.
Yep.
Okay. At the 863, it says, Meredith, I am so in love with my baby daddy. He's married and lives in Chicago, but we travel and have hotel nights together. And when we exchange the kid, we stay in town to sneak and see each other. But again, he's married. I am so in love with him, but I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. What do you think, Mayor?
I think he's choosing his family over you. And most of the time when you not that that's a bad thing. I'm saying most of the time when you ask him to leave his wife, when it comes to shove, he's going to pick his family over you. And obviously that's what he's doing anyway, because you know what? If a man wants to be with you, this is my opinion, he's going to be with you. And he's not. He's going back home to his family. He's going back home to his kid. And that's where he's comfortable at. He just likes having his fun with you. You are the excitement in his life. You know, his little sneak away. Like, that's what he gets to do. Honestly, I would try to find somebody that's going to put you in a better area, in a better space as well, because it's not going to end well. The wife's going to eventually could find out. You could feel guilty. You've been wasting potentially a lot of time on this relationship that could never work. I'm telling you, you should. You know what? There are good men in the Tampa Bay area that will put you up on a pedestal where you can have a good life.
This sounds a lot like the reverse of the first woman, the married lady, the kids, and the secret love.
It does.
It is, and it's a painfully different prognosis here that you're giving her. You're trying to tamp her love.
Isn't
She's
that?
Like, I love him.
But she could always be the side chick. Is that what you really want? Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you always want to be second
look
best?
Look at what, when Davi pointed to the earlier caller, and she was like, I love him. And when she said that, you bounced that back to her twice. You were like, but she loves him.
She loves him. Because love, it's going to be a hard breakup.
Yes.
And that's what I was pointing out. Like, if you're really in love with somebody, she's not just going to cut it off like the next day. Okay, I'm done.
I'm curious to know why, like, the baby daddy situation, why it didn't work out, why they didn't enter and able to keep a relationship. It's a possibility that
baby came on the side.
I was going to say it's a possibility that if they were together at some point, he was doing the same thing to her that he's doing to his wife now.
So there's a trend here. Maybe that's exactly what's happening. And again, do you always want to be second best? Like, don't you deserve better? Not only how you're being treated, but how you're treating that other person and that other woman and that other family.
Everybody deserves to be treated better, but I will tell you that there is a growing number of folks out there who don't mind with being half happy.
If that's what she likes and she's okay with the situation, but most people want to level up in their life. Do you just want to keep doing the same thing for the rest of your life?
Like, half of a good man is better than none of no man.
And I'm going to meet you halfway and make you half happy.
Well, don't. Sounds convenient.
That works. Therapy Thursday is a wrap, people.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.